studio for the Good Herb segment on BizNews is Catherine Jansen van Rensburg, founder of the Bridges Outdoor Education Program. It's a nonprofit organization that runs overnight camps for under-resourced pupils aged 10 to 13. That's in the grades of 5 to 7 years in Franschhoek in the Western Cape. Well, hi, Catherine. I'm keen to hear about your program.
Hello, Linda. Lovely to be with you. Yes, so we run a program for 15 of Cape Town's most under-resourced school communities, and we invite grade 5, 6, and 7 learners to join us for a 3-day, 2-night outdoor education program at the beautiful Bridges Retreat Centre in Franschhoek. And yeah, it's a really significant time for learners to get out of their community. For some of the children, they haven't actually ever left their own community. And it's just, it broadens their horizons. They get to work on critical skills. And it's just a special time away from school. They come with their teachers. So the children are learning and their teachers are learning at the same time. And they all get to go back to classroom more connected and continue working on what they've learned at camp back in the classroom. So it's a very special project that we're working on.
And it's not a once-off. They come for 3 years, consecutive years.
That's correct. So they come 3 years in a row. In grade 5, we focus on self-awareness. Learners are taught to really look at who they are, what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, what they're going to work on to improve themselves. They get to know each other. And then in grade 6, we go into from self-awareness to social awareness. So I understand myself better, but how do I now interact with other people? And, you know, the other learners in my class, we work on a lot of teamwork aspects. And then in grade 7, we go into self-leadership. So how do I lead myself well? And those are the kind of social, emotional aspects that we look at on camp. But it's not just the social emotional side. We also look at cognitive skills. There's a lot of brain teasers and challenges that make the learners think creatively and think critically. We've got things like giant tangrams where they have to put together, they've got a picture and they've got to create the picture with these giant massive tangrams on the field. We've got a lot of towers that they make just creative, very creative activities. One of the activities includes dressing up one of your teammates in a really high fashion outfit made out of recycling. And then we have a fashion show around the campfire in the evening. And it's just great memories that are made, but they're learning cognitive skills. They're learning the social emotional skills that we talked about. And then also learning physical skills. So there's a lot of exciting activities that we do on camp, from swimming. Some children have never swum before. And that's, to swim in a big pool is a huge benefit and something they get so excited about. Things like bow and arrow or balancing, coordination skills. We've got some really cool obstacle courses. And so, yeah, we're developing the whole child. That's what we like to say. The whole child is developed while they're at Bridges.
So what kind of feedback do you get from teachers and the pupils?
The pupils have a lot of fun. We've had some really amazing feedback from individual learners just saying things like, I used to think that my voice didn't matter. Now I know that I've got a contribution to make. We have children arrive at camp, you know, with their cap pulled low on their face and they introverted and shy and don't really want to interact. And by day 3, those children have often made a complete turnaround and they're the ones leading the groups and they'll excitedly share at the end of camp how much it's meant to them. We've had one teacher say that he knows the background that these children come from, and he can honestly say at the end of camp that a lot of them are rehabilitated. And I think the excitement of returning 3 years in a row, it's apparently a huge highlight. They talk about it in class a lot, and it's actually a great behavioral management tool for the teachers because no one wants to be left out of camp. So everyone's on their best behavior in the weeks running up to camp. And then they talk about what they've learned on camp in terms of good communication skills and empathy and teamwork. And so those lessons then can keep going back in the class. And then we've had teachers say, that they've really found that it's changing the classroom. So it's changing individuals, but it's also changing the classroom environment and the whole school community, because we actually start with prefects at the beginning of the year. They come on camp and then it filters down to the grade sevens and then the grade sixes and then the grade fives. So you've got this real hype and excitement about going on camp. And yeah, we've seen it is impacting the school community in a really positive way.
Well, tell us the history about it, because you are in this absolute beautiful site in Franschhoek.
Yes. So the property was bought a few years ago. We do rent it out over weekends to groups that are looking for accommodation to take leadership groups away, or just all sorts of team building groups that might want to go away for the weekend and run their own program. But then we realized that we didn't want the campus to be empty during the week, and that we wanted to actually invite children who would never otherwise have access to a world-class retreat center. We wanted to invite them to fully funded camps. And so we registered Bridges as a nonprofit company, and we've since got public benefit organization status from SARS. So we are fully, all donations that are made to Bridges are tax deductible. And so we are a fully fledged public benefit organization and also a nonprofit company. So we just decided to use the space to benefit those who would never otherwise get to a place like that. And actually, they're the people that need it most. It's great to take groups away, but it just felt like let's bring children that could benefit most from a place like this to Bridges. So yeah, we were in the planning phase during COVID, which was quite a strange thing to be planning when, you know, everyone was in lockdown and we weren't allowed to meet in groups. But once the social distancing rule was released, the education department said that children at school didn't need the 1 meter between them anymore. We sent our first application to the WCED for camp approval, and they gave us a very quick turnaround, and within a few weeks our first camp happened at Bridges, and yeah, the rest is history. We've now hosted about 30 camps every year, and we work with 15 partner schools. We have over 3,000 children we've had this year at Bridges and 150 teachers, so it is making an impact across the most under-resourced schools in the Western Cape.
So it sounds like a nice combination that you have the profit side and the non-profit side. So who funds your non-profit side?
So if there are any profits from the profit side, that goes into the non-profit side. And then we've got some amazing corporate social investment money that comes in, and then organizations, foundations. We've got the Cheslin Colby Foundation that is behind us. We've got companies like Take A Lot that have said they'll sponsor a camp this year and again next year. We've got a great mixture of individuals and foundations and companies. So yeah, we've got some very special partners that have walked the road with us, and they also love to send volunteers to camp to come and see the program in action. A lot of companies don't want to just give money. They actually also want to send staff to be involved and to be hands-on. And often the staff say that they learn so much from being at camp with these children, and they are so inspired. We obviously very strict with our child protection policies, and everyone needs to get police clearance before they come as a volunteer on camp. But we've had some really lovely volunteers come and just share their enthusiasm and excitement at being on camp. And for the children who are on camp, a lot of their parents are not employed. So to meet someone who's got an actual job and can talk to them about what it's like, you know, in the working world, I think it's aspirational for them. So, you know, they're not only experiencing a beautiful place where there's no litter, there's no gang violence, they can play in safety. They're also getting 3 meals a day. They're sleeping in their own bed, which for a lot of children, it's the first time they're sleeping in their own bed and not sharing it with a sibling. For a lot of children, it's the first time they're having a hot shower or driving in a luxury bus. We send a beautiful luxury bus to fetch them at school, and they get taken to camp and then return to school again. So all of these things are new experiences. And when you're meeting someone who's got a job, that's also aspirational. And I think for some children, just the experience broadens their horizons and something in them clicks where they go, actually, the world that I live in isn't necessarily what my life needs to look like for the rest of my life. There's a whole world out there. And for some of them, it just sparks that, just hope for their own lives that they need.
Is there an example of somebody that you've been tracking that was part of your first program and what they do now? You don't have to mention names if you don't want to.
We don't track individuals, but we definitely see that as a group, they definitely mature. And we've had a few camps where we've had grade sevens for the first time. So they haven't maybe come on camp in grade five and six. And it's very different when you get a fresh group of grade sevens. They're all over the place. You can see the basic concepts have not been instilled. So we find that the program is much more beneficial when they come for 3 years in a row. And then children share stories with the coaches. The coaches mean a lot to them. We've got about 8 coaches at Bridges. And we divide children into smaller groups when they arrive. So each one of them is in a group of about 10 children with one coach. And there's just a lot of opportunity for good conversation, for mentorship. And I think the children just feel seen and valued. And that's really special. So we get feedback and little stories where they share about how much it's meant to them. And then we also try and help identify leaders in grade six. For the grade six camp, we kind of, our coaches work with the educators, and we can often kind of pick out who would be a good prefect in grade seven. And I think the fact that the prefects get to come on this camp elevates leadership in the schools, which is good. We want people to want to be leaders and to be good leaders and put others first. They come on prefect camps if they're selected as a prefect. And then all the prefects from our partner schools get together and get to meet each other, which is great.
And I also saw from one of your newsletters that I read that are there volunteers from schools as well, not only from companies?
Yes, that's been an exciting development this year. We had 100 learners from Bishops come and volunteer for Mandela Day, and they came for the whole morning in a bus, and they did everything from weed the garden to fix an obstacle course to actually engage with the learners and participate in the education program. So that was really exciting. They've really paved the way and just set such a good example, and I'd love to see more schools follow suit next year. And I think there's so much learning that can happen both ways, for children from very different walks of life to come together and learn from each other is really beneficial. And it's a beautiful model for our country. So that was special. And we look forward to hopefully welcoming Bishops back next year and maybe other schools that would like to participate in a similar way.
And it's not only the corporates who can support this program. There's sort of you as an individual can also support a child.
Absolutely. We raise 1,550 Rand per child per camp. So that covers everything from their accommodation to food, to program resources, to transport. We have roughly 100 children per camp. So we look at about 150,000 per camp. But you don't need to give that much. Individuals can absolutely go onto our website and make a donation, maybe support one child to come on camp. We've got individual givers as well, which all adds up and as they become part of our story and our support base.
Well, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think just to have a look at our website. If you want to find out more, it's education.bridgesretreat.co.za, and have a look at what we're doing. It's a really special, we call it an island of hope. Sometimes we look at the problems around us and we kind of see a sea of despair. But Bridges is just one of those stories of hope. And I'm really excited to be involved in it. And we have got a 100-year vision. So we're not here for the short term. We really, really want to be around for the long term, impacting young people's lives and making a difference in this country.
Yeah, I know there's similar programs that you find overseas, like the Duke of Edinburgh that you'd get in the UK. And it's so beneficial for people. Well, they live in cities mostly. And, you know, you're talking about these kids who might live on the Cape Flats, just to know what nature provides you and being in groups and working together.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's the classroom is not always conducive to you know, team building and good communication skills, being pushed a little bit out of your comfort zone, experiencing new things. I think it is, there's a limit to what you can do in the classroom. And so we are tackling and looking at education, but we're not looking at numeracy and literacy, which a lot of amazing organizations tackle that. We are kind of the we prepare the ground soil almost for good learning to happen. So looking at the whole child and just how they're doing socially and emotionally, and then almost preparing them to be back in the classroom and to learn well. We see from research that children who are connected to their teachers learn better in the class. And we really see that connection between learners and educators on camp. And teachers often just see a different side of the children that are in their class. Often the troublemakers in class are actually, you know, absolute gems on camp, and they're full of character and they're good leaders. So it is lovely to let them connect with each other in that way.
Well, Catherine Janssen from Rensburg, thanks so much.
Thank you, Linda. Thanks so much for your time.